What was the name of this show? Tim Allen. Tool Time was the show within the show. What was the name of the sitcom?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. It's a cool thing. It's 9:44. Frank Fontana standing by, at Frank Fontana for everything social with Frank. And Frank does a Sunday afternoon show here, does a fine job with it. I believe it's produced by Ross Cochran. That's the brains of your operation, Frank, I would assume. Ross's end of it.
Steve, I couldn't do the show without your son. Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because we're on the phone.
No. Nice to talk to you, man. How you been?
I've been great, man. I haven't seen you in a while. Congrats on the granddaughter. She is quite the lovely little gal.
Yeah, she is. She is. She's the best. And congrats to you. I know you got about 15 projects coming up. Some can be announced, some can't. But yes. If people want to stay in touch with everything you're doing, is social best, or you want to hit them on a website too?
Well, yes, both. Right now, the website's under construction. Should be up for this week. We're, like you said, we got so many things going on that we had to kind of bring up the rest of the brand here to meet the level of stuff coming out. So the new website's going to be really awesome.
And here's the thing. Frank and I have the same agent, super agent Steve Mandel.
Yeah.
And
Steve
Mandel's got a web guru department, and these guys are really good. I believe Homeland Security should be watching them.
Well, and you're not even kidding. I mean, Donnie is our guy, and he's literally – like I show him stuff, and he's – brings back like ideas that are like light years ahead, which is going to be awesome.
So, all right, so let us know. Let us know when you're ready to rock with the new website. But in the meantime, at Frank Fontana. So when are you live at the Flower and Garden Show?
So I'll be there this Sunday, our live remote. We had a couple weeks off due to some sports interruptions, which I forgive. But I'm jonesing to get back on the mic. So we're doing it live. We'll be there from 1 to 3 at Navy Pier. And there'll be an opportunity to meet a lot of the vendors up close and personal. We'll be interviewing some of the stars of the show. And it's an interesting show. Have you been there, Steve?
I have, actually. I used to do shows from there. We were the primary signature sponsor of that bad boy for years. And it's nice. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a flower and garden guy. I know that shocks a lot of you that listen to the show.
Yeah.
But it was cool to be around people who knew what they were talking about and were so passionate about it.
I met like the Rose Queen, they call her, and she can talk roses for days. And, you wouldn't know that there'd be that much depth within a rose, but, it was an interesting conversation nonetheless. But I'm with you, Steve. I am less of a exterior design guy as I am an interior design guy. So I can appreciate the florals and the aesthetic. But to get your hands dirty in that department, I leave that to my landscaping pros.
ChicagoFlower.com is the website. Starts Saturday, lasts for 8 days, and is a big deal. 40,000 garden enthusiasts and newbies from all over the Midwest show up every year.
Yeah, it is. And they have this new edition of they've been growing this part of the show. It's the vendor booth that our local artisans from the Midwest come and gather at the show. And, man, that's been really growing, and I like that because you're getting, like, leather makers and, things within the plant world, like really custom planters and potters, yard decor. So I like the idea of expanding laterally within that space because it's become super popular, and I bought a bunch of things. You can bring the kids. They have all sorts of food and games.
Yeah, it is a good family thing. There's plenty of family stuff to do, and if you're grandparents and your kids are old enough, take them as well. Hey, what's this TV show you're doing on the FYI Network?
We're supposed to say that, but hey, whatever.
Oh, is that right? I didn't thought it was okay to talk about it.
It is kind of okay. With you, it's okay. Nobody else, though.
Okay.
So we got this new show, and it's going to be a hybrid reality makeover show. And it's featuring, it used to be me all the time, Steve, and now that we're opening the doors to my crazy life and my family. My wife Sherry is going to be co-hosting with me, and we're going to be tackling renovations of older homes within the Chicagoland area and doing three rooms in the home. And the homeowner has to have some kind of budget to get started. And, the network could help out with a couple finishing touches. But,
cool.
The ideal scenario is, hey, you got a budget. You're about to take on a makeover, but you have nowhere to start. No idea where to start. Me and my design team, my wife, and has been working with me for years, is going to, we'll take on the project with you, guide you through it, make sure it's the most amazing design you can imagine.
And Frank used to come on the air with me all the time and sort of psychically redesign people's homes just by listening to what their issues were. So let me try a couple of these here. Andrea, think about your apartment and say hi to Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Andrea.
And think about your apartment and what room in your apartment makes you crazy where you'd go, this needs something. I just don't know what it is.
Two of them.
Okay, give Frank a description of one of the rooms.
Hold on. Before you even say, I'm psychically tapping in. And okay. One room a bedroom?
It's a second. It's like a, yes, it would be called the second bedroom.
Okay.
But I call it the room where I just pile everything in. Golf clubs.
So it's
boxes.
It's your junk room.
Yeah, it's my junk room.
The junk room. I got it. Okay. And then the second room, let's see, what is it, a living room?
No.
Okay. Give me the second room.
It's my back bathroom, but I love the bathroom, but where the toilet is, it's almost like in a different room, if you know what I mean. And I hate the wallpaper in there. And since I've moved
talk about the wallpaper. Frank can help you with that. What's the wallpaper?
I hate it. It looks like jungle wallpaper to me.
Jungle wallpaper?
Yeah.
Did you move in and leave it the way it was, or did you actually, will you cop up?
No, I copped out.
The jungle wallpaper.
I thought, it's the back bathroom. I'm, you know, no one's going to see it except me, and I just left it there. And every time I'm in there, I want to just take the wallpaper off.
Well, so what's your overall style? Like, what
kind of modern, I would say.
Yeah, she's
modern.
Hip. Yeah, she's definitely hip.
You're a hip modern girl.
Yeah, I don't want that. I don't want like a rustic feel or, you know, colonial. I don't
big wagon that. Wheel coffee
yeah,
table, not
none
for
of that,
you.
No. Okay.
You're so off trend because that's so the trend these days. Everybody wants farmhouse chic, and you're sticking modern. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So for your bathroom, I mean, modern means to me simple. You know, you could really get away with a minimalistic design in your bathroom and not spend a ton of money.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of people are doing floor-to-ceiling tile. I love that idea so that you don't have to worry about wallpaper. You can actually go over your wallpaper with tile. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the mess of taking it down. Because I don't know if you ever tried that. It's not the most fun experience.
No.
Yeah, and then you got to goog on the entire wall.
Love that idea, though. The floor-to-ceiling tile.
But Frank, don't you have to know her colors? Like, what colors should you have to do?
So for modern, I would see you sticking to grays, whites, pale tones. Are you a gal who likes to pop a color here and there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, love the color.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you like metallics?
I do.
Okay, so I would opt for some kind of I would counter some of the tile walls with a wall covering from Maya Romanoff, and they make these amazing metallics. They're like a Capiz gold shell.
Okay.
So I think a little bit of sparkle because you got that sparkle in your personality.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
And I think you need a flair. I wouldn't do shiny chrome, you know, fixtures in the bathroom. I would do a matte, or even what's hot nowadays is a black steel.
Oh.
So you're seeing these black steel appliances coming out. You're starting to see them in faucets. So for you,
that was my name when I was a superhero. I was Black Steel.
Black Steel.
Black
yeah,
steel.
I was Black Steel.
I thought you were going to say some other career. But
I thought you were. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if you do something ultra modern like that, keep the tones. Do you like the silver and gray tones?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I would do white, silver, gray, maybe a contrast of black here and there. Don't make it like 80s metallic looking bathrooms. You remember that old god-awful wallpaper that had, like, silver leaves in it and, like, a flower that were silver and gold against black?
That's the stuff I just put up. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, jeez.
That's great advice. Thank you, Frank. I'm writing all this down.
She just did. She wrote everything down. She even spelled out Romanoff. And I misspoke, by the way. I called your place an apartment. It's a condo you
it's
own.
It's a condo, yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, you're not paying for your landlord to do upkeep.
Which is good, because a lot of times you can't do any work on...
Right.
You know, too bad, you know, you're modern, but our show that's casting now, you know, you could have been a candidate. I could have totally tried to get you on the show.
Yeah. We'll talk.
It's casting now. There are going to be more episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, this is a great way to test the strength of your marriage, Frank, that your wife is a co-star on the show. I always thought this would be a really good idea, a husband-wife doing rehab and to see whether or not they're not in divorce court in 2 weeks.
Oh, and to couple that with us being two thick-headed Italians who are both Aries, you can imagine the fireworks that are going to unfold.
That's good TV. That's good TV.
Yeah, good TV. And by the way, I just want to throw this out there, Steve. This is the first time anywhere on any media we're talking about the casting of the show, because it literally just went live like 2 days ago.
Cool.
So I want to give your listeners the opportunity to actually, you know, submit their application to be a part of our show. There's an email, propertyrehabcasting@gmail.com. That's propertyrehabcasting@gmail.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page at Frank Fontana, and I have a full-blown casting banner up there with all the information you need.
Going to be live at the Flower and Garden Show on Sunday. Ross, lean into that microphone. Ross Cochran's here. Ross, how are you today?
I'm happy to be here.
And Ross, Frank's on the phone. Did you have a question for Frank?
Well, no, I'm just saying that, Frank, we didn't have a chance to talk because we've been off a couple of Sundays, but
my
in-laws
you,
just...
Tell him you miss him, too.
I miss you, too, man.
And I miss both of you.
My in-laws are closing on a condo downtown that my wife and I and my daughter are going to move into for a couple years. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, it's great for us.
But apparently one set of grandparents is doing pretty well.
But the,
I like it.
The issue is we're going to have an entire condo and nowhere near enough stuff to put into it. So I'm going to need a lot of your help making this condo
No, that's a good idea. And I think this is a good question. What if you've got too much space and not enough stuff? How do you, and I need a short answer on this, so maybe it can't be done as a short answer, but how do you maximize that look?
Not a lot of stuff, but a lot of space.
Yeah.
Go big, supersize your furniture. So if the abundance of furniture is not there, you want to make that up in pieces that can have multiple function with a larger scale, because you're not going to be filling that room right away. As you evolve, then you can makeshift those pieces into other rooms. But I think, you know, in the beginning, get yourself maybe an oversized sofa. Don't spend the money on all the the side chairs and all that kind of stuff. You know, focus in on the bigger functional pieces, and then as you grow into it, find the smaller bits to pull it together.
And like a 30 by 40 foot coffee table.
Right.
With a giant wagon wheel in it.
That converts into a bed, too.
Frank Fontana. Hey, by the way, somebody said if you're looking for homes for the new show, can they suggest those as well, or do you have those already taken care of?
No, we are looking for homeowners right now.
Okay,
anybody that it has a friend, family member, themselves are about to take on a renovation, have a budget.
There you go.
Professional help. We will do it.
All right.
If folks can come visit me at the Flower Garden Show this weekend, 1 to 3, and I'll give you some tips on how to get, the right casting position in this whole thing. I'm not giving favoritism, but,
I get it. And Facebook page again is what?
At Frank Fontana. Just Google me. There's a million videos and stuff out there.
1 to 3 on Sunday, live from the Flower and Garden Show. All right, buddy, be well.
Thanks, Steve. Great talking to you.
You too. See you later. At Frank Fontana. Bill and Wendy coming up.